For much of this year, we've watched on as parts of New South Wales has been inundated with relentless flooding. And now a new report examining what went wrong has raised a recurring issue: the dangers of failing to prepare. The inquiry made 28 recommendations for change, all of which have been accepted by the state Perrottet government. One of those centres around the creation of a community first responders program. Trenton Bailey is a Lismore resident. He's one of the boaties involved in dozens of rescues, and Sarah Moran was involved in coordinating rescue efforts online, and they're both here. Welcome to both of you. And I'm going to begin with Sarah. You made a submission to the inquiry, Sarah. It featured stories about these civilian rescues. That's resulted in the recommendation of a community first responders program. What should it look like? How can community efforts be better coordinated to save lives?
Well, on the ground, you have, you know, all these people turn to Facebook. That's where we all go when something happens and we're trying to connect with others. And so that's what happened to us. We were coordinating online. Can you go check on my uncle? Can you check my cousin's okay? And that's just so much faster than the official responses. But the community didn't really know where to turn to or how to react. And in the moment, that's really great. We did the best that we can, but we really think that the muscle should be there, that we know what to do when there's an emergency, because we know they're going to keep happening, particularly this year, that we know a La Nina summer is happening again.
Trenton, you discovered dozens of people from their, you rescued dozens of people from their flood-ravaged homes in Lismore. What was that like?
It was an interesting experience. It's one of those things that I think, you know, you go out with all the good intentions to do as much as you can. The problem is I think you find how hopelessly inadequate you are when it comes to the grand scheme of things when you're going down the water and you hear, like, you know, tens of people sort of screaming out for help, and you don't actually have the facility to grab them all. Like, we had a small tinny. I was very lucky that I had a neighbor that was able to, you know, offer his boat up, and we basically went out, and a lot of it came down to the first hour and a half. It was just, how do we get into the water without getting into trouble? And in the end, we just took the plunge and just went in anyway. So, you know, there was a hell of a lot of wasted time where we could have been, you know, put to better use, and, you know, your routing and stuff like that could have been there. But it was, it was disorganized chaos at best to try and to get out there.
So what sort of equipment and training do you want the government to roll out?
Oh, I guess really where it comes back down to is you need a generic infrastructure for information. That's probably the biggest thing. And one of the things that we found is we could get information quicker through a private infrastructure like Facebook. However, we weren't able to get that information out to the localised services. So, yeah, localised services where we were instructed through Facebook to go and see to get our boat into the water, because we had to register, obviously, safety. We appreciated that, and we're happy to be on board with that. But we were there for probably half to three quarters an hour as they waited to try and get online. So there was no infrastructure in place to get information out, nor to be able to do that. In the end, they said, look, you're logged in. It's your choice, your safety. You do what you can do. And then we basically elected to go from there. And then in the end, we had to pick three different spots before we could get into an area where we could launch the boat. So it's one of those things where you just don't know that the where and the how. You just know that you just got to get out there and do it.
Sarah, you coordinated rescue efforts online. Could you take us through what was involved? If this community first responders program gets up, how should it be organised? Given you were doing it anyway, what will it change?
Not an app. So one of the recommendations further in the report was to create an app. That is absolutely not going to work, because you're trying to, you need to go where people already are assembling online. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's the online news sources that people are sharing. Building a standalone app, not the way to go, just calling that out straight away. You know, people already have Facebook groups centred around community. So I think there's about six groups in Lismore. One is called, like, Support Lismore. This isn't Lismore's first flood. So, you know, people already know how to do those connections. What the government needs to do is learn what those systems are so that they know how to plug into those systems. We were left, I think we'd registered about 1,250 people who needed welfare checks or needed to be rescued. And then our volunteer team reconciled about 700 of those into the official systems, but we were all volunteering to put those into the SES system ourselves. And that was, you know, that was our time that we were giving up while our houses were being destroyed and we needed to be doing that rescue effort. The government needs to plug into our systems rather than expecting us to plug into theirs.
Yeah, I get the logic there. You go where the people are rather than thinking that enough people would know to move on to your app. Trenton, the state government announced it planned to introduce a house buyback scheme. The Premier says expressions of interest will open soon. Have you had enough, had a chance to look over what's on offer? Is it enough? And do you think many people will take it up?
I think it's an extremely hard subject to broach. Like a lot of these families that are in these areas, there could be generational where, you know, it's a family home for a good portion of time. So giving that up, obviously, you know, the risk they have, they know that. But there's, you know, the concern that obviously goes out in the market we sit in at the moment, where what options have they got? I've heard of people moving out of the area because even if they were to get out of their homes, which they've sold, they can't get back into that market here under the same, you know, same economic economic budget that they have now. And that's probably the major concern is the choice. Yeah, they might get bought out, but we may lose those that population to outlying areas where it's a little bit more affordable to live. And I've heard one instance where someone's gone as far as Northern Territory.
Mm. Just finally, Sarah, to you, you now want rescuers like Trenton to get acknowledgement for their efforts. What do you want to happen?
Well, we need a debrief. The government doesn't even know who these people are. We have a list of over 220 volunteers. I don't know if you can hear, but the guilt that these people are feeling because, you know, they were forced to make choices in the moment that they shouldn't have to make. Do I rescue my mate or this woman next to me who's calling out with her family who needs a rescue? So we want these people recognised for their bravery, and we're calling on the Governor General to give them all a bravery medal. We think that would do a lot to help with the community recognition and appreciation. These people are our heroes, and we need that to be honoured and respected. And we really need that acknowledgement for the community to be able to heal and for us to be able to build the resilience to do this all again if we have to.
Thank you to both of you. Really interesting discussion from people actually on the ground this morning.
Thanks, BK.
No, thank you very much.
Sarah Moran was involved in coordinating rescue efforts online. Trenton Bailey is a Lismore resident. He's one of the boaties involved in those dozens of rescues that really saved people's lives at a time of great devastation.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.